Okay. Mishlei, Chav Gimel Yabez, we say the following Pasuk Yabez is Havil Musar Libechavaz Nechalim Redoas. Allow your heart to be able to understand Musar and your ears to be able to hear words of knowledge itself. Now, it happens to be over here. Havil Musar Libecha is the Rashi Tavis of Hillel. Hillel is the type of person who was able to learn Torah even when he was extremely poor and he couldn't afford anything and he went on top of the roof, etc., and you got the snow on top of him. That's a Gemara in Yuma, that Flamet Hayam of Bez. That's what it means. Allow yourself to hear all the words of Musar and to be able to knock yourself down when you need to. That's the lesson from that. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Al Timon Minar Musar Ki Tzakena B'Shev Lo Yamus. Don't withhold Musar from your child. If you hit him with a shevet, he's not going to die. If you do use that rod, you'll save his soul from going down to the grave itself. When we talked about last time, we said this doesn't mean cruel punishments and things like that. That means you should allow him to be punished when he needs something, but understand when to use it and when not to use it. When to use corporal punishment and when that's a bad thing. Just had a discussion with a married couple on Motzei Shabbos about when to use and when not to use it, because it's difficult. You have a 3-year-old who's not listening to you. How do you help them understand without a patch? But on the other hand, if you show anger, it goes the other way. You just got to be really careful. If your heart is wise, then I will be wise as well. Because I'll say this reference to David HaMelech's son, Daniel, who's also known as Kilav, who's such a brilliant son, because David HaMelech was an anav and humble. He was zochet of a child who was so much greater than even him in Torah, and he was an extremely, extremely sharp person, that if you are chacham, then I also get it. You don't get this yet, but you will. Once you have a child, you want your child to succeed. It's mamish through your child. It's almost vicarious living. Even my innards, they rejoice when I hear you say the right thing. Every time that you say please and thank you, my child, that makes me feel better. Do not envy the sinners. Rather, you should have the Yiras Hashem every single day. Allow there to be Yiras Hashem at all times. But don't be jealous of the people that you see as sinning and the people that you think are succeeding in this world. They're not really succeeding. There is going to be a future. Your hope will not be cut off. There is going to be something for you. Guide your heart. I want you to be wise. I want you to guide your heart in the right way so that you do the right thing. And therefore, do not be among the drunkards, the people who eat meat like it's absolutely nothing, that are gluttonous and they'll eat everything that they can. Everything can be had as long as it's in moderation. You can't have too much. A little bit of sleep is awesome. Too much sleep is horrible for a person. A little bit of pleasure seeking is awesome. But too much of that, you go crazy. It just leads you to the wrong place. And so too, when it comes to Yayin and Basar, who says that it's Asar, says the Ben Sora Mora. And the answer is that it's not, unless you have Kedoshim to you. When it comes to Kedoshim to you, then it's a problem. Kisovi Vizolo Yivaresh, a guy who is a drunkard and somebody who's a glutton, will eventually come to poverty. Ukraine Talbishnuma, and drowsiness will clothe the man in rags. You don't have anything to do whatsoever. So here's a funny thing over here. Anybody who drowses off while they're sleeping is Chayiv Misa. But the drool that comes from your mouth when you fall asleep in the base medrash allows there to be tchiyas amesim. So that's a bit of a stira. Do you have tchiyas amesim, or does that make you into something a little bit different? So the answer is that if you're drowsing out of laziness, then einachanami, that's going to destroy you. But if you're drowsing because you mamish want to learn and you can't go, you're just exhausted, that is what gives you tchiyas amesim. That's the idea behind it. Pasuk Chav Beis. Shema levicha zeh yiladecha. Listen to your father who gave birth to you. Al tovuz ki yizakhni yimecha. Don't despise your mother even when it seems old. And the line over here is that even when Torah learning seems old to you, don't despise it. Keep doing it. Keep working on it. It's going to be awesome, and you'll be able to help other people when it gets there. Emes Kenei, Al Timkor. Try to find the truth. Don't sell it to anyone else. Chachma Moser Rabina. There should be Chachma Moser Rabina for everybody. Pasuk Chav Dalet. Gil Yagil Abi Tzadik. The father of a tzadik will always rejoice. The Yoled Chacham Yismach Bo. Somebody who gives birth to a wise child will be very, very glad about him when it comes to this. That refers to Melech, David HaMelech himself, that he will be extremely happy in anything that the father, the son has. Then it says in Pasuk Chav, hey, Yismach Avichav Yimach Vizekil L'Aretach, may your father and mother be happy about you and let them all be righteous. We say that refers to some of the Tanoim, that when they were born, like Rabbi Yoshua ben Kananya, his mother saw how big of a tzaddik he was. She was so happy about him. Give me your heart, my son, and let your eyes observe my ways. Look at me and see what I do and try to copy those. because a deep pit is when a person gets involved with Zono. But Eretz Zara Nachriya, and a strange woman, is considered like a very narrow well. It gets worse and worse when it comes into it. When you fall in, it's very difficult to get out. Achi af hi, kechesef tarov. She also lies in wait like a robber. Ubogdim ba'antosiv. She increases the faithless among other people itself. And that's what's going to happen. Listen, a ditch in a well, if you knew it was there, you'd stay away from it, and you'd be able to stay, you know, as far as you can. The unfortunate thing is, people don't realize it's there. And this zona that we're referring to is a person that people don't even realize she's a zona. It increases the sins of people without you even having anything to do with it. You didn't even know. Lemi oy, lemi avoy, lemi midyanan, lemi siach, lemi pitzayim chinam, lemi chachlius anayim. Right? So in other words, each one, sage now warns him. You know who the worst person in the world is? A person who gets drunk as much as possible. Who has woe in this world? Who has alas in this world? Who has fights in this world? Who has talk, just the talk where people talk about him all day long in this world? Who gets beaten up in this world for no reason whatsoever? Who is the one who has reddened eyes? No one but a drunkard. A guy who gets drunk or a guy now who gets high, those are the people that all these things happen to all the time. There's nothing you can do to get rid of the talk. There's nothing you can do to get rid of all the things that are out there. Just at the end of the day, you're going to be destroyed. It's going to hurt you, and you won't be able to do anything about it. So that's the idea. They linger over wine. They stay over the wine itself. They come to seek some type of mixed wine. They want to drink excessively. They want to just keep drinking and drinking and drinking, these guys. Don't look at the wine, right? Kis adam. It's going to turn you red. Kitam bakose no, when you put your eye upon the cup itself, yisalech b'meisharim. He walks straight. He goes straight when it goes through it. That's the idea behind it. When you start to drink, you just crave blood. You just want it more and more and more. You want something that's really, really bad. And that's the idea behind it. Kos is also written as kiss. If you look in the pasuk, it says chaf yud samach instead of chaf vav samach, because every time you end up wanting wine, it just takes more and more money out of your pocket. You won't have anything over there. Really, they describe drinking wine to like the bite of a snake or a viper. Once the poison gets into you, it flows through your skin and it becomes all of you and you can't get rid of it. That's how bad it becomes. In the end, it becomes like a snake that bites, and like the sting of a viper itself. Your eyes are going to see some strange things, and your heart is going to say perverse, opposite words, words that are hypocritical to one another, right? It destroys you. And obviously, anybody who's drunk sees things that aren't there. All the images that are in front of them are distorted. It's like you're looking around at night and you see things that aren't there, and you think there are things, etc. That's what it's about. Yisuk shoche b'lev yom. You'll be like somebody who lies down in the middle of the sea, ukshoche b'rosh kibyoa, like someone that lies down on top of a mast itself. You'll feel like that. You'll feel, you can think about it. A person who's drunk feels like there's waves underneath him, roaring back and forth and taking him from one place to the other. That's what it feels like. Hikuni kol chalisi, they struck me, bal chalisi, and I didn't feel it. Halamuni bal yadati, they beat me, and I had no idea. Masaya kitz, osiv avakshen o'od, when will I awake? I'll try to continue, right? And yet, I'm going to seek it again. The drunkard loses all of his sensibilities. He reaches a stage where he no longer feels the blows. People beat him up, or people hit him, and he just doesn't feel anything whatsoever. There's a great story about a guy who was a drunkard in the street, and he was rolling around in the dirt and whatever it was, right? Eventually his kid said, "Dad, you can't do this anymore. You got to stop yourself." So they got him to become sober. So he was sober for weeks and weeks and weeks. Finally, they take him out, right? And he seems like a lot better and everything's all good. And they see a certain guy in the street, and they see this guy is like rolling around in the mud, and he's right by the gutters, and he's got stuff all over him, and it looks disgusting. And the son turns to his father and he says, "Dad, that was you. That's what you used to look like. Do you realize that?" And the father said, "I need to ask him a question." So he went up to him, and the son went to go listen, and he asked him, "Where'd you get that good drink?" That's what his mind is on. Even when seeing this, it doesn't even bother him. He doesn't realize how bad it is. Perak Chaf Dalet. Pasuk Aleph says, "Don't be jealous of the people that are evil. Don't desire to be with them. You're never going to get anything from them. Their heart keeps going into violence. But almost if same to the Berna, their lips only speak of wrongdoing, of evil things. Through wisdom, you can build a house and be spooning is going on. Through understanding, you can establish that house. That's in Pasuk Gimel. But ask if you have knowledge, you'll be able to fill up your entire house, filled up with pleasurable riches and lots of pleasant things. means if you know how to use it properly. Gever chacham ba'oyis, a wise man is filled with power. Ve'ish das ma'amitz koyach, and a man of knowledge, he's going to be fortified with tremendous strength. He's zachulas tazel chamochama, with all strategies, you'll be able to make war against all your enemies. Ve'shua berov yoetz, and you'll have a lot of you'll have a lot of good advice, and that way you'll be saved in each way. You'll be able to do tshuva. You'll be able to have everything. No one can withstand a strategy made by many advisors. That's the whole point. They'll never be out of it. Ramos la'evo chachmois. Wisdom for a fool is honestly as far away as like something that is like a high up mountain. Bashar lo yiftach piyu. He will never be able to open up his mouth in the gate. Now the unfortunate thing is that a fool thinks to himself, I can never learn. I can't do it. Right? I don't know enough. I don't have enough. There's nothing I can do when it comes to learning. So he stops learning and he stops going to the gate where all the chacham are assembled. He's like, what am I going to get there? I'm not going to get anything. Pshat is, to what can this be compared? Said Rabbi Yanai, it's like a person who has a loaf of bread suspended in midair. The fool looks at it and he's like, how am I going to get that? How am I going to get that? Forget it. I'm not going to get it. A smart man brings a ladder, climbs up the ladder, takes the piece of bread and brings it down. The pshat is, right, a smart person says, I'll do it. I'll find a way. I'll go step by step by step. But a fool just wants to jump up and get it at once. Jump up and get it at once. He'll never be able to get it. Pasuk Ches. Mechashiv lahareyalo baal mezimos yikaru. He who wants to do evil, right, people call him baal mezimos, a person with plans, plots and plans, who just has evil things to do. Zimis yivelos chatos, evil intent of foolish people is just to sin. It's also Adam late. The abomination of any man is a scorner. He scoffs, he ridicules, that's it. And nobody likes him. If you're feeble on that day where there's pain, where there's adversity, your strength will be very, very small. Your koach will be very, very small and it'll go away. Save those who are drawn to death. And those who are about to be killed itself, don't let that Yetzer Hara who's there sit there and knock you down and destroy you from what you have. Ki somer hein lo yadanu ze, right? If you say, well, I didn't know this, halo sochen libos hu yavin, benotzen afshkal hu yeda veheshel v'anu kafalo. How many times have you said when somebody asks you something, you're like, oh, I had absolutely no idea. Hashem knows you knew, and Hashem knows that you could have done something, and you didn't. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows every single time. You can never really say that because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows when a person is actually doing it or not. Eat, my son, this honey, for it is good. The honeycomb is sweet to the palate. When it comes to this, some chazal say that this is referring to Seder Satira. Once you go through Pshat and Remez and Midrash, etc., you can get to the level in which you're finally getting the sweetness of the Torah, which is the Kabbalah behind it, the secrets behind it, that very few people are able to understand. Very few people are able to get to. That's the sad part too. At Kain De'e Chochma L'Nafshachas, know that so is wisdom for your soul. In Matzasvi Yishachris V'Tikvacha Losi Kares. If you know about it, there will be a future, right? Your hope will never be cut off over here. If you study Torah, don't do it just for the sweetness. Do what you need to do. And in the end, I guarantee you, you'll get what you need to know. You'll find what you need. Al Tarav Rosh Elin Veit Tzadik. Don't lie in wait, O wicked man, against the dwelling of the Tzadik. Al Teshadeid Riv Tso. Don't spoil the place where he rests. Ki Shevi Yipol Tzadik Vekom. Because 7 times the Tzadik will fall, but he'll get up again after those 7 times. The Tzadik might fail many, many, many times. Nonetheless, he's going to try again and try again and try again. Rishayim Yikashul V'ra. But Rishayim, they stumble under any adversity when it comes down to it. Some say that refers to the 7 times that he falls, referring to the 7, not planets, but the 7 kochos that are out there in the world that we can see with our naked eye. The sun, the moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn. That refers to that, that even if all astrological indications say that you're going to fail, nonetheless, you'll still be able to get up. It doesn't matter. You'll still be able to get up from it, and you can rise up again from it. Bin full oyva, oyivcha, al tismach. Don't be happy when your enemy falls. Bikishla yagalibacha. When he trips, don't be so happy. And here's a pshat. You never want to be glad at someone else's downfall. You see someone else go down, don't be happy with it. And the reason why is pen yira Hashem v'rabe enav. Maybe Hashem will see it and be it's evil in his eyes that you're making fun of him, v'hashem yalav apo, and he's going to take his wrath away from him. Instead of punishing him, the Rasha, he's going to punish you for doing something to him that you shouldn't have done. Don't compete with the evildoers. Don't be jealous of those Rashaim. There's nothing you're going to get from them. It's like a gold ring inside a pig's nose. Wait, it's a pig. I bet there's a gold ring, but it's a pig. There's nothing good out of that. There's no future for the evil man. The lamp of the Rishayim is all going to be completely knocked out. Fear the for Hashem HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well as the king. And don't deal with people that are hypocrites, that are shonim, that change every other time. It's funny, by the times of the Purushim, those who were parush, they separated from the rest of the tzibur and became tzaddikim. They were good people. But Yanai the king told his children, stay away from the fakers, the hypocrites. We might not agree with the Purushim and everything they did, right, with all the laws that they made, but nonetheless, the hypocrites are the worst to be involved with. And another thing that's over here is that you should trust the government. There are times where the government has to be respected because at least they keep people in line. Maybe they do things that are wrong and maybe they have corruption or whatever it is, but at least it keeps people in line. It doesn't allow people to do things that are bad. Keep peace, yakum edam. All of a sudden, what will happen is the day of their death will happen. Upidit shneihem miyodea. Who knows what's actually going to ruin them both? Gam elu l'chacham l'hakir panim. These words are also good, referring to the sages, right? Hakir panim b'mish b'aval tov. It's never good to recognize people in judgment and give somebody, you know, where you're sort of like leaning toward one guy when they come to be judged because you know him and he's a really good guy. That's never a good idea. Omel l'rasha tzadikato. Somebody says to the wicked man, you are a righteous man. Yikvu amim izamu l'umim. The nations and the peoples curse him out and say, how dare you? Why would you do that? Never call a Rosh Hatzadik. There's nothing you can get at them. For those who rebuke, they will have pleasantness. They will have a good bracha that's placed upon them. Somebody who says good words, it's literally, you should kiss his lips. Right? Somebody that says such a thing, the lips that say such a thing, that says such an awesome thing, is an unbelievable thing to be able to say. Sometimes, when a guy gives musr to another person, the other guy compresses his lips. He like holds them tight, that he wants to say something back, but he holds himself back from doing so. That's what happened over there. They said, when King Yanai decided that he wanted to become the Kohen Gadol, so he went in and they told him, don't do it. Yanai should not do it. They tried to get him out whatsoever. To Elazar ben Poira, right, he said, it seems like there's going to be some horrible things for that happen, and they called out this pasuk over here. Svasam yishak meishit v'am nechoichim, for somebody does the right thing, but l'molchichim yinam v'aleim tovo birchas toiv. I'm sorry, omen l'rosh atzadak gal yikvu amim yamu yazumur l'umim. That's what they told him over there. Hachim b'chutz melachtecha v'atito basode. Prepare your work outside and make it fit for yourself in the field. Basodeloch. And then afterward, you go ahead and build your house. In other words, make sure that you have your work down before you start working on your house itself. Make sure that everything's going on the outside. And some say that means before you start working on your own and go off on your own, make sure to work for others so you see what they do, learn what they do well, learn what they do badly and what you can improve upon, then go into your own business. If you go into your own business before working for someone else, it's not going to be well because you don't know what you do well and what you don't do well. You want to make sure that you're doing the right thing. Some say that in order to understand Gemara well, you have to learn Chumash first. Work outside first, learn Chumash well, and then you can go and build up your house, which means you can go and build up the Gemara and the Torah Shebaal Peh that surrounds it. It's difficult to do otherwise. Alti eid chinam b'reyecha, do not be a false witness against your friend. And don't mislead with your lips itself. You got to be really, really careful with when you go through. An aid echad cannot go to court because if you do so, you're going to be punished. An aid echad cannot go. Like if I saw you doing something wrong, and if I went to Beis Din and I said, "All right, Beis Din, this is what I saw this guy do," I get punished. Not you, because one aid is not believed, but I'm speaking Lashon Hara, I'm Motzi Shemra on the person. Unless you're believed by your Rebbe with a complete belief, you're a Talmud that's Kibay Trey, you're believed, you're Neminal of Kibay Trey, you cannot do it, nothing good will come from that. Pesachov Tess, Al Tomer Kesher Asali Kenasalo, don't say, I will do to him what he did to me. Asali Shkabalo, I will repay man according to what he did over there. Don't do that. Just because one guy acted like an idiot, that doesn't mean you have the right to act like anything else. Stay out till Ishal till Avarti. I passed by the field of a lazy man. I'm carrying Chosalei by the vineyard of a person who's missing the hearts, who's just dumb. Vini Allah Kulakim Shonin, the whole thing was filled with thistles. Kazman of Harulim, it was filled with nettles. Vigedra of Anavnarasa, the stones were all destroyed. As we said before about a lazy man, nothing good is from there. You're never going to gain anything. And it's all a lesson and a warning. I observed, I paid attention. Ra'isi Lakati Moser, I saw it. And I learned Moser. I saw it. I looked at it, and I realized this. I can't do this. Puzzle Lamed Gimel over here. Madshenos, Minatunumos, a little bit less sleep, a little bit less slumber. Madchi Bigadan Lishkov, a little bit less of folding the hands to lie down in bed. I need to get up a little bit more. So that your poverty will not come, like, in other words, like, comes along quickly. And the way you lose should not be the way. You'll be a man with a shield. You'll be able to shield yourself from all those bad things over here. You'll be able to really knock down all the things that come up against you because you won't be lazy about it. You'll have worked for it and made sure that it didn't happen to you. Parakafei. Gam Eilam Yishol Shomashir Atikon Shechizkiya Melech Yehuda. And this is cool. These are also the Proverbs of Shlomo that were copied down by the men of Chizkiya, the king of Yehuda itself. Now, there seems like there are three separate Svarim of Mishle. One started in Perek Aleph and ended in Perek Tes. The second started in Perek Yud, plus Yud Aleph, right? It goes through there. And then a third one is right over here, put together by Chizkiya Melech Yehuda years and years later. Maybe it was copied down by Chizkiya a little bit later so that everybody knew that it would be part of the Tanakh, because not all the Mishalom and Shlomo were put in Tanakh. I don't know. But Chizkiya decided that he was going to put it together. He was going to make sure that everybody understood what he was doing, what Shlomo Melech was doing, right? And it was definitely made with Ruach HaKodesh so that everybody would be able to see it. These are the final Mishalom. Now, a lot of these are going to be one-liners, one after the other. Kavod Elohim Aser Daver, Rechod Melech HaMachaker Daver. The honor of God is when things are hidden. In other words, if everybody knew how God worked, you wouldn't be as impressed. But when HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't show you how it works and yet everything comes together, that's a kavod, that's an honor to be able to see such a thing. Not until the very, very end. And I think they copy this. And a lot of TV shows and movies, they do exactly this. They don't show you how everything fits together. And then in the end, you're like, oh my gosh, they brought everything together. They brought the beginning till the end and whatever it was. They showed you how everything fits together. That's a brilliant way of doing something where you're able to come and bring everything together. That's the idea of Kvod Elokim Hester Dover. Kvod Melachim Chakr Dover. It's good for kings to search out a matter. They shouldn't just pretend like they know the law. They should go into it and say, maybe we could do more. Let's find out what else you need to do in this case. What else do we have to do over here? Another thing is, it's good to be with tznius. Instead of giving your tzedakah in a public fashion where everybody sees it, it's good to be a guy who gives tzedakah in a way where no one else knows what you're doing. No one has any idea what you're doing over there. Shamayim larum ba'eretz oimek. The heaven is for high, the land is for depth. V'lei melachim ein cheker. For the heart of the kings, ein cheker. There's no one who can investigate how awesome they are and what they actually do. The king has awesome stuff that goes completely for everything. Hago sigim mikosef. Take away the sigim, the dross from the silver of Yitzel Atzor of Kali, and the vessel comes forth from the refiner. All you have to do is take away the outside stuff, then everything is perfect for the person to be able to see the beautiful silver that comes from it. Hago Rasha Lufnei Melech V'Yikom Batzedek Yizo. Take away the wicked man from the king, and his throne will be established in righteousness itself. In other words, punishment isn't there until the king gets rid of all the evil in the nation itself. Until there's still evil in the nation, everybody blames the king, and they say it's his fault. Think about it from the terms of like a football team, right? When something goes wrong, at the end of the day, the person they blame is the GM. It's the general manager. You put this team together. Something goes wrong, that's your fault. Well, you're going to blame it on an individual that didn't work hard, or an individual that got injured, or on a coach? That's because of everything not coming together. You have to have a plan in putting everything together. Don't make yourself look awesome in front of a king. In the place of great people, do not stand. You don't want to stand in front of those great people. It's better that you should be told, come up here. It's always better when somebody sees you to say, hey, you deserve more than that than to be brought up front and be told, hey, you don't belong here. Can you imagine you go up to the front of Shul and you're planning on sitting in the seat where all the rabbis are, and a guy says to you, no, you don't belong here, I'm so sorry, right? That's embarrassing. And meanwhile, if you sit in the back of Shul and the rabbi comes up to you and says, I'd like you to come sit up front, you're a chush of a person, that's a totally different idea, right? That's completely different. That's the idea behind it. It's that it's so much better to be told to go up than to go down because somebody tells you to go down. I'll take the lead my hair. Do not quickly get into a fight. Maybe you won't know what happens to you in the end when your fellow man has put you to shame. You never know what's going to be at the very, very end of the day, and you want to be so careful with that. Rivka Riv Esreyacha. You have to fight your fight with your friend. Visoda Keratagal. Do not reveal the secret of anyone else. No matter what happens, You never want to slander somebody else by saying something you shouldn't have to say. Maybe the person who hears it is going to hate you. It's going to look at you and be like, why would you say that? Why would you tell over someone else's secret? Your diba, your infamy, will never be turned back. Tapuluzav maskios kosev, like apples of gold in settings of silver. Dover dover all fun of. That's what it's like when you have a word that's fitly spoken, right? In other words, the idea like this, the ruddiness of gold, right, set upon a thing of silver itself makes the gold stand out even more. And that's an even better thing. Jewelers always make sure that there's like almost like a contrast, the bottom and the top, in order to make things much more attention grabbing, right? And make something much more expensive. That makes the speaker more attractive when he's able to say something that's such a shocker along with everything else he's saying. Like an earring of gold, like an ornament of fine gold. That's good muster to the person who's hearing it. If he's saying the right thing, that's awesome. And he says like this. He says, Kitsinas shalobiyom katsir, like a cold wind, like snow, on the day when you're reaping the wheat, right? Sir Neman. That's the same thing, right? That when you have Neman L'Sholchov, the Nefesh Adon of Yashiv, is a faithful messenger to somebody who sends him, and he refreshes the master who ended up sending him. Now, we're not saying that it should snow on the day of your reaping, but when you're reaping and it's hot outside, when there's a cold wind that comes by, you're refreshed. You're like, oh, wow, that feels amazing. When a guy hears that he sent a shliach to do something, and it ends up happening, you're like, oh, that feels a lot better now. Now that it happens, I feel so much better about this. That refreshes the soul. In Pasuk Yedale, Nisim V'ruach V'geshem Oyin, Ish Misal V'matas Shaka. When a guy brags about lying and about doing things, it causes the wind to go away completely. When you boast about giving tzedakah and it never happened, when you brag that you did something and it never happens, you're causing the rain to stay away. You're causing the rain to move away, and that's the problem over here. Never boast about gifts that you've given in the past. But Orach HaPayim Yifute Katzin, by long patience you can win over a ruler. But a soft tongue is able to break a bone. You're able to do things so much by speaking in a softer fashion so that the person is not completely reproved. By the way, that line was said by Ashmedai, king of the demons, in Gittin on Daf Samach Chasam and Aleph, when he wanted to move around to not hurt the almana's house, the widow's house. He moved around and he broke his bones when doing so. Have you found honey? If you eat enough for you, that's good. If you eat too much honey, you're just going to throw it up. Metaphorically, we're talking about visiting friends. Going to visit your friends is great. Don't overstay your welcome. I think that's obvious. You overstay your welcome, it's going to be horrible for everybody involved. Do not exploit people for what they have. You want to get a little bit of information? Awesome. Don't go too far. And here's another one. Don't get involved in gematria too much. Too much gematria makes you sound crazy, right? But a little bit of gematria, that's good. That's okay. Let your foot stay away from the house of your friend. Maybe it's going to be too much for you. You're going to be there for too long, and then all of a sudden he'll hate you. And so too when it comes to stuff like this. Sometimes there are times to stay away from the Beis HaMikdash, because otherwise the effect is less on you. You don't feel as much that the Beis HaMikdash is really helpful to you. You feel like you're not going anywhere. Mefitz v'cherev, v'chetz shanun, ish onabreyu'ed shaker. When a man speaks against his friend as an aid sheker, it's like a maul, a sword, and a sharpened arrow that goes against. That's what a false aid. It feels like he's punching you in the gut. That's what it feels like when a guy does something like that. Shane Roe, Beregum Wadis, Mivtach Bogade, Beyon Torah. If you are confident that a Bogade, a guy who's normally a corrupt person, is going to save you on a day of pain, that's like a loose tooth or a joint that's out of place. That's the worst thing to rely on. Would you go with a broken leg and try to run a marathon? No, you wouldn't be an idiot. Why would you rely on this guy to be able to take care of you? It's just not a person that you can go ahead and do. And so too, you wouldn't chew on something hard thinking, oh, my loose tooth will take care of this for me. Don't do that. Pasukhaf, it says, Madeb Begeb Yom Karo, like one who takes off his hot garment on a cold day. Chometz al Neser, so to vinegar on top of Neser, this type of a soap. This Shor Bashirim Alevra, singing songs to somebody who's very, very sad. That's what it's like. It's almost like hypocrite. Again, it's like one going up against the other. On a cold day, right, taking off your warm shirt is not going to do you any good. When you have two cleaning agents that do the opposite of one another, you try mixing them together, you're like, well, this cleans and this cleans, so let's put it together. No, that usually makes it a lot worse. And so too, singing songs to somebody who's really, really sad, that's not going to help. That's not going to cheer the guy up. He needs something different. That's the idea. Don't teach to someone who's not going to understand you. That's not the point ever. In Rav Sanacha, Achilu Lechem, when your enemy is hungry, give him some bread. If he's thirsty, give him a little bit of water. You know what it's bad? You know what that's like? When the enemy realizes he needs you to feed him and give him drink, that's like coals on top of his head. Vashem Yishalom Lechem, Hashem will pay you back. What do you get from it? You get the satisfaction that Hashem knows you're doing the right thing. And your enemy hates you for it. Because he knows he can't live without you. So be there for him and help him. And either he no longer will be your enemy, he'll end up realizing that you're really there for him, or it'll be even more so, he'll realize how nice you are and he'll feel terrible about what he's doing to you. Ruatzon to Cholo Geshem, the north wind brings in, or keeps away the rain. Upanu Nizam L'Shom Saser, that's only if there's an angry face, Lashon Saser, that's a people speak Lashon Hara. Chazal Darshan from over here, that when a person speaks Lashon Hara, there's an angry face, and the wind will blow away the rain is that it doesn't come in. That's what ends up happening when a person ends up speaking Lashon Hara. Tov Shal Zalpinas Gag, Me'eshes Midyanim Beis Chaver, as we said last time, it's good to sit on a rooftop than to have a fighting wife and being inside a house together with a friend. You never want to be in a house with a wife who just argues and argues and argues. Nothing good is ever going to come from that. Mayim karmel nefesh ayefa, cold water on a faint soul. Shmuel tovim eretz merchak, that's what good news is from a faraway country. Drinking too much water is too much, but good cold water is the most refreshing thing in the world. So too good news. Too much good news, you don't even think about it anymore. But it's good to have a little bit of good news that does really good things for you. In Pasuk Chavav, it says, Mayan near Pasuk Makor Mashchas, Tzadik Mat Lifnei Rasha, like a muddy fountain, like a polluted spring, that's what a righteous man who falls before a wicked man. It feels wrong. Something feels wrong over there. We don't feel like the wisdom must be messed up. There's no way this Chacham is a real Chacham, this Tzadik is a real Tzadik, if he falls in front of the Rasha itself. Something is being missed out on over here. Achol Devash Harbois, Loi Toiv, because if you eat too much honey, if you do too much, that's not good for you. V'cheker kevoidim kavod. It's not for kavodik men to search for their own glory itself. That's the idea behind it. Don't go into it thinking, I want them to praise me, I want them to flatter me. That's not the reason why anybody should go into anything. Pasuk Chavches, Ir Prutza in Choma. Like a city broken into without a wall, Ish Asher in Matzor L'Rucho. That's what it's like for a man whose spirit without restraint, nobody can restrain him, he just wants to do more and more and more. Kashel V'Kayetz, again, like snow in the summer, V'Kamatu V'Katzir, as well as like rain in the harvest, Kein Lo Neveluk Sil Kavod. Honor is not good for a fool to have. Do you want snow in the summer? No, you want the summer to be hot. Do you want rain in the middle of the reaping area? No, because you want to reap your stuff. So too, when you give a fool kavod, honor, he has no idea what to do with it. And he messes it up. It's the opposite of what he needs at that time. That's not what he needs. That's not what he wants. Right? That's not a benefit whatsoever, even though normally kavod is a nice benefit for people. Katzipa lenud kajor la'uf. King Kilas Chinam Lo Tavo. Like a bird that's flying, like a free bird that flies away. So too, the curse for no reason, Lo Tavo, does not come whatsoever. If you look at the pasuk, it says Lo. It's written as Lamed Aleph, but it's read as Lamed Vav. It comes back to him. If you curse somebody for no reason whatsoever, that curse will come right back to you and you get punished for it instead. That's what ends up happening for such a person. Shot lasus, a whip for the horse. Meseg lachamor, a bridle for the donkey. Shevet legev ksilim, it's best to have a rod for the back of the fools. The only way he really gets it is if you beat him. Horses don't get it until you hit the horse a little bit, and a donkey as well. The only way that this fool is going to get something is if you use a rod and try to knock him down. Now, altan ksilki valtu, do not answer a fool according to his folly. Kain tishva lo gamato, because you know what? In the end, you're going to be just like him. You answer a fool when he asks you a foolish question, you are going to be a fool yourself, because you're answering according to things that like, there's no reason to get involved with. Ani ksilki valtu paniya chacham be'enav. Answer a fool according to his folly, right? Maybe you'll be a chacham in his eyes. Now, wait a second. I thought you just said, don't answer a fool. Over here, you're saying answer a fool. And the answer is, when it comes to shamayim stuff, mitzvos, and Torah, etc., answer him. Get him to get the answer, because he really needs one. When he goes up to you and he says, you're a mamzer, don't answer him. Yeah, I'm a mamzer. You don't know anything about me. Get away from me. Don't answer him when it comes to that. I'm not a mamzer. I know my father is my father. That's a dumb thing to get involved with. Don't do that. Just get away from him. But if he's asking you a serious question, answer him. Answer him according to his folly and answer him strongly, arrogantly. The one time that you're allowed to use your eighth of an eighth of gaiva and knock the guy down is when he's trying to knock down Torah sources. Then use it. Mikatzor glaim chamos. Somebody who sends a message by the hand of a fool, Mikatzor reglaim. You cut off your own feet. Chamas sheiset. You drink violence. Ishalech dvarim biaksil. If you send a message in the hand of the fool. If you send a message in the hand of the fool, it's not going to go through. And the result is, you're going to fail from it. Somebody's going to go up to you and say, why do you say that? And you're going to be like, what are you talking about? And it's because you handed it in the hands of the fool. You left it up to him. Pasuk zayin. Dal yu shokayim. Right? Mi piseach. Umashu b'fiksilim. You give a parable into the mouth of fools. That's like a limb hanging from the hands of a man who's really lame. What that means is, you tell a guy, like a story, just wait for the guy to try to repeat it, and he messes it up royally. Absolutely royally. I've heard people say things that I said in sheer, They repeat it back to me, they're like, this is what you said, right? And I'm like, oh my gosh, no. Not even close, but that's what happens. Kitzur Evan b'maragema, like a stone in the heap of stones. Kenos l'ksil kavod. That's what it's like when you give honor to a fool. It doesn't help. It just falls into the hollows. It's never seen again. It's just another rock. It doesn't do anything to anybody. There is no point to it whatsoever. You get absolutely nothing out of it. Choch Allah biad shikor, like a thorn that goes into the hands of a drunkard. What do you think? You give a thorn in his hands to a drunkard, what do you think he's going to do with it? Mashal b'fik silim. He's just going to hurt other people, and it's not going to help anybody whatsoever. Rav Mecholel Kol, Hashem makes everything happen. V'secher ksil, v'secher ivrim. He rewards fools, he rewards people are over Ever as well. Even though they don't deserve any reward, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives them what they need in this world so they don't get anything in Olam Haba. Kikelev Shavu Keo, but yet, like a dog that returns to its own throw-up. Dogs are known as practicing something that's called cicatrophy and capography, which means they eat their own dung, they eat their own throw-up. And it's disgusting. But dogs are willing to do it. Like a dog going back to its soul, ksil shayna b'yivalto, a fool will do his foolishness again and again, not realizing that repeating his folly is going to be worse and worse and worse. Re'isi yishkakam b'einav tikva l'ksil mimenu. Do you see a man who's wise in his own eyes? There's more hope for a fool than there is for him. Right? More hope for a fool than there is for such a person. That guy, he thinks he's smart in his own eyes. He doesn't even know who he is. That's the worst part of it. Amar also, Shachavadachar Ibn Rechovas, as we said before, a lazy person says, there's lions on the road, there's lions between the streets, right? I can't go outside. How in the world could I go ahead and do anything when there's lions in the street? Hadel Sisoval Tira, the door turns on its hinges, Va'atzal Mitalso. But yet, the lazy person stays in his bed. He's not going to get up whatsoever. He doesn't want to do anything. He says, it's too much. I can't do it. The lazy person buries his hand in his dish. He can't even bring it to his mouth. He just keeps it in the dish, and because he doesn't want to bring the spoon to his mouth, he just leaves it inside there and leaves it in there. And a wise man, a lazy man is wise in his own eyes. Seven people could respond to him with reasons, and he'll never understand it. He'll never say anything back, and he doesn't even understand what's wrong with what he's saying. Over you're like a guy who grabs onto the ears of a dog. Never a good idea. Grab onto the ears of a dog, the dog's going to bite you. That's what it's like when you get involved in a fight that's not yours. You ever see that guy? That guy who's like, there's a fight going on, and he's like, oh, I agree with that guy. What are you doing here? What are you trying to accomplish? You're not going to get anything out of this. Stay away from that fight. Like a prankster who throws zikim chitim amaves, all these types of arrows and death and fiery things. So to a man who deceives his neighbor and says, I was just kidding. You know what that's like? A guy who goes up and says horrible, horrible lines, makes fun of the guy, makes fun of his wife, makes fun of his kids, and is like, oh, I was only joking, right? That's like a guy who shot an arrow, shot the guy in the chest, and was like, oh, I was only kidding. You already nailed him. You already destroyed him. You can't do anything less than this. That's the idea behind it. This is what they say applied by Avner and Yoav when they went to go play in the fields and the people were killed. Many of their men were killed. That's what it's like. Be'efes etzim tich ba'esh. When there's no wood, fire goes out. Or be'ein nirgun, when there's no person making mischief, yishtok madon. Then there will be no fights. That's what happens. Get rid of those guys, right? You get rid of the wood, you get rid of the people making all these fights, then all the fires go down. Pekham la gecholim ve'etim la'esh, coals to burning coals. Wood is to fire ve'ish midyon l'charcha riv. So to a quarrelsome man is to finding more and more fights. Divin yirgun kim yislamim, the words of a mischief maker is like blows to the body. Heim yordu kadrei batan, they go all the way down to the chambers of the belly. You know what's great about this nirgun? He knows exactly what you don't want to hear, and he nails you with it. And he says, that insult that you know is the worst insult. Chesef sikim mitzup al charas, burning lips and a wicked heart are like an earthen vessel overlaid with silver on top of it. It looks good on the outside. You got nothing on the inside, and it's filled with garbage on the inside. Inwardly, right, there's a lot of deceit, and he hates, right, the enemy with his own lips. So the idea is like this. Be careful of anybody who seems to be one way, right, and does the exact opposite. These people that say one thing and then do the exact opposite there. When he makes his voice all gracious, oh, so good to see you. Do not trust him. There's seven abominations in his heart. He covers up the hatred by his lies. Tigalu Rasa Bakal, that evil will be revealed in front of everybody else. Somebody who tries covering himself up. Koroshachas Ba, he will dig a pit, Ba Yipol, and fall in it himself. Gol Evene Lev Tashuv, he's going to roll a stone and it will come right back upon him. That's what happens by anybody that does this thing. Avimelech killed 69 of his brothers, the sons of Gidon. In the end, he was killed by the same people that fought with him to kill those 29 people. The people of Kastim informed Achanani Mishol Vazaria. They told Nebuchadnezzar that Hanani Mishol Vazari didn't bow down to the big statue. Therefore, the people of Kastim were thrown into the pit, the fire that they were there. The people that told Daniel that he was davening, they were thrown into the lion's pit. It says in Pasuk Chav Chas, Lishon Sheker Yisna Dakov. Oh, the lying tongue is hated by those that it afflicts. Pech Halak, a flattering tongue, Yasamidche. All it does is ruins more and more people, and nothing good comes from it. We'll be able to do one more parak, I think. Let's see how much we can do in parak of Zion. I think we'll be able to get this down. It's a little bit long, but I think we'll be okay. Let's do Chav Zion. Outside of Yom HaChor, do not boast of what's going to be tomorrow. You have no idea what's going to happen today. So many people say, oh, don't worry, tomorrow. Okay, but what's going to be today? Just don't believe in yourself. Don't trust yourself until the day when you die. That's the best thing. Right? Let a Zor praise you, not your own mouth. Let a stranger praise you, not your own lips. You don't want that to happen. That's the best thing to be able to do. Try to go in some other way. Koved even minitel achol. A stone is weight. Sand is pretty heavy. Vikas evil kovim mishneim. But a fool's anger is heavier than anybody else's. That's the idea. It's extremely bad to get involved with that. The last thing you want is to have the kas of an avil, of an evil person, that anger, because you have no idea what's going to be. It's worse than any stone, any bit of sand. Achzarius chema, shetef af. Wrath is absolute cruel. Shetef, anger, is overwhelming. It overwhelms. Mi amad lifnei kina. But who is able to stand before jealousy? Obviously, it's horrible to have anger. But jealousy, there's nothing you can do when a guy is jealous and he won't get over his jealousy. Anything you do to him, he doesn't care. Tov tochachos magula me'ava mustaris. Better is to openly rebuke somebody than to hide and pretend to love him, right? If you give that love, you're not telling him anything. He doesn't know how to improve himself. But if you do this in the right way, then Baruch Hashem, it seems like maybe he'll be able to learn something. Maybe he'll be able to get something out of it. And money pizza away, ben ataros nishiko seinei. More trustworthy are the punches that a friend gives you, somebody who loves gives you, but the kisses of an enemy are just too much. That's something that, obviously, it's better to take the punches that your friend gives you than any kiss that your enemy gives you. Any kiss the enemy gives you is for a bad reason. But the punches that your friend gives you is for your benefit, right? Something that you needed at that time. Nefesh seveya tavus nofes, the full soul despises even the sweetest of things. If you're full, you already ate your fill, you don't want sweet things. But if you're hungry, Anything that's bitter will taste sweet to you. A bird that wanders from its nest, so too is a man who wanders from his place. You feel like you have nowhere to go. You feel like you have nothing to do. There's like a nest that you're missing there. That's what ends up happening when a person goes away. When you smell oil and ketores in the air, your heart is happy. The sweetness of a friend is better than any eitza that a person gives you, than any type of counsel. Just all you want to hear from your friends is like, instead of giving you eitza and trying to advise you what to do, you just want to hear them say, I hear that. I hear that. That is really hard. Re'acha v'rea, right, avicha. Your own friend, your father's friend, al tazov. Don't get rid of your friends. Basically, called tavo b'yomidecha. Don't go into your brother's house in the day when everything is bad. Tov shach and karmi al-karchuk. It's better to have a neighbor who is nearer to you than a brother who's far away from you. Try to make sure to use every single situation in the way that you need. Utilize your friends properly. Don't overuse them, right? And find really good friends who are better than any brother, any relative, people that will always be near you. My son, if you're wise and my heart is happy, then I will be able to return all those who said bad things about me. I'll return them a word or two. Arum ra, ra, nistar. A smart man, he sees the evil and hides himself from it. Pisayim, right? Idiots. Avrunanshu. They go ahead and transgress, and look what's going to happen. They just get punished for it. They don't realize what's going to be in the future. Ezu chacham haroas anolat. He sees what's going to happen in the future. Kach bigdo ki arav zor. Take his garment, right? Ki arav zor, because a stranger took it as security. Ba'anachriya chavleu. Hold the rope for somebody else, right? For the sake of that woman who needs something from her. If you can help somebody who needs a credit, help them. Do whatever you can. Mevarakweyu b'kol gadol. Bless your friend with a loud voice. Baboker. Hashkin klal techashav lo. Early in the morning, that could be considered a curse for such a person. Don't do that. Sometimes, when you go around praising somebody and saying, oh, wow, this guy is the greatest guy in the world. This guy has so much money. All that does is curses out the guy. The guy ends up losing because of it. That's the last thing you want. Delef torik biyom sagrir. Continual dripping on a very rainy day. Ve'eshes midyonim nishtava. That's like a woman who is very quarrelsome, who you fight with all the time. Sofnat safan ruach. Whoever hides her, hides the wind. The ointment of the right hand, it betrays itself when it comes down to it. You want to be very careful with anything that happens over here. It's trying to, it's difficult to hide the harsh wife inside the house. Eventually, she's going to get out and do something. Iron sharpens iron. A man sharpens the face of his friend as well. In other words, the line is that if you're a Talmud Chacham and you have somebody else's a Talmud Chacham, go together. Work together. That's the only way it's going to work. Notes here to any yocha perya. If you preserve the fig tree, you'll eat of its fruit. Somebody who attends upon his master will only be honored. If you're somebody who helps again and again and again, that's only going to be good for every person to be able to help. All right, we're going to have to stop over here. We'll stop right over here by Pasuk Yud Tes. Kamayim Lapanim.